Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of great multitude, like the sound of many waters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We missed out on our annual blessing of the Thames last Sunday. Not that we missed out, since we celebrated our Epiphany tea and a joyous baptism, and the baptism includes a blessing of the waters of baptism, but this year especially, it seems as though we ought to bless or rebuke or exorcise the Thames to remind it to stay within its proper bounds. Jesus might, anyway. But water is good. As Father Charles prayed last week, over water the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water God led the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the promised land. In water Jesus received the baptism of John to lead us from the death of sin to the newness of life. Water is good when it's well behaved and keeps within its bounds. So we can hope that the blessings that radiated from these walls last Sunday serves to drive far from us all storms and floods and brings us only those sweet rains that refresh the earth and nourish our spring and summer days. Water is good. There's nothing wrong with water. Water nourishes all that grows in our gardens and farms, the flowers that adorn our yards, the fruit and vegetables on which we dine. All drink from the water of the river of life. Trees, pastures, forests, plains rely on water to restore them in summer's scorching heat. Water is plenty good. Indeed, I remember particularly the perfect complement to a good ice cream cone being a cold, not icy, but just a cold sip of pure water. That is so good. And because I'm a diligent preacher, last night I had a Magnum bar and had a sip of water afterward just to check to make sure I wasn't misleading you. It is still very good. When plants draw up water, when we drink water, it provides the basis for all the fluids that circulate through our bodies. Water is transported through plants by way of the xylem, and it provides the moisture by which the phloem transports sucrose and amino acids where they need to go. Scripture knows about the importance of water in its own way. Grass often figures as a living thing that prospers with gentle rain, but is scorched and withered when dried out by the sun. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass, says Isaiah. And water and rain figure as the source of vitality. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. You shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Something else that water is good for, cleaning. Just imagine a situation without even the possibility of rinsing dirt away. I was preparing the sermon while I was doing a load of laundry, in case you couldn't tell. Imagine a world where all the sumptuous colors, all the fine linen, bright and pure, once worn, would never be clean again. Our doctors and nurses count on water for cleansing their hands. Water is good for washing away dirt, stains, staleness. Our lives are brighter, healthier, purer when we have ready access to water. Without it, we might walk through our days like Lady Macbeth, rubbing and scrubbing hands whose stains she can't wash away. Those qualities, especially the value of water for washing up, come to full significance when water serves in synagogue and church for washing away impurities, washing away sins, washing away everything that stands between us and God. The waters of baptism wash away the claims that selfishness and hard-heartedness have on our lives. And when our former ways, our wayward and woebegone ways, wash away, we rise before God a new creature, like the person we were, but transformed. Not just different in the way that I'm different from Mother Jen, but different in the way that an artificial online help bot differs from having a real, sympathetic, attentive doctor give you an actual checkup and tell you how they're going to treat you for water on the knee. Water is good. Not a thing wrong with water. In the right place. Not in our houses, not on the knee. But at the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee, Jesus provides something better. Those stone jars held hundreds of liters of water for purification, for washing your hands before feasting, just as God had commanded Israel for generation after generation. And that's a good thing. But when Mary prompted Jesus, "They've run out of water," Jesus takes the good wine for purification and lifts it up, not just a little, not just in a new taste sensation, new water, still zero calories, but now the water becomes good and holy water, altogether transformed into something more unexpected, more intense, something more transformed and transformative. Now, you may not have a taste for wine. Wine may not suit your palate or your temperament or your constitution. That's all right, full respect. The wine here serves not only as a literal beverage, but also as a figure for that something more, that transformed water. If St. John uses water as a figure for our daily lives, entirely fine for everyday purposes, not bad, not less, not obsolete, but, you know, daily. The wine stands for a different kind of life. Jesus connects wine with his very blood, the blood of true, new, unending life. This is not just your everyday dinner beverage being served at the marriage feast of the Lamb. This is the best wine, the wine that once you so much as sip it, changes you forever. Water is good, but this wine takes you somewhere altogether beyond. As the steward says, "This is the good wine. This is the best wine." Water is good. Water is great. We bless it and give thanks for it and hope it stays within its banks. And the waters of the Thames also bless us with cooling breezes, with the quiet, faint susurrus that dissipates our tension, with the lovely appearance of our riverside, with water for gardens and fields, the river reminds us of the river of the water of life from the book of Revelation, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations, and heaven knows the nations could use some healing today. Let us rejoice and exult in it and give God the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. Come to the table, all who have entered into life transformed by God's grace. Come and taste the best wine. For blessed are those who are invited to the marriage feast of the supper of the Lamb. And just as water transforms us into a new creation in baptism, just as water is transformed into wine at the presence of Christ, so you and all are summoned to join the great multitude, like the sound of many waters, who this morning will step out of watery dailiness into the glorious transformation of new and eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.